Good evening. This is the July 23rd, 2013 meeting of the Pacifica Audit Committee. We are now live. This is Fred Blair, the chair of the Audit Committee. Our secretary, Margie Wilkinson, is not present, so I'm going to take roll and start this meeting going. Okay, I'm just going to read the roll here. Carolyn Burden, not present. Fred Blair is present. Jane Gatewood, not present. Donald Goldmacher,
present.
William Herwagen,
present.
Nancy Herschel. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am. I've had to take it off of mute.
Okay. Melinda Levy Donahue.
Eiley Doan.
How's that last name pronounced?
It's Eiley Doan.
Eiley Doan.
She's going to try and get on when it slows down a little.
Okay. Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Jeanette Coburn.
Present.
Frank Lefevre. Okay. Robert Mark.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes. Okay. Margie Wilkinson. Okay. Did somebody just come on the line?
This is Jane Gatewood.
Oh, hello, Jane.
Hi, Fred. Melinda.
Melinda?
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting you present. So, let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4,
Fred,
five,
you didn't
seven,
call
eight, nine,
Benito
ten.
Diaz. You didn't call Benito Diaz.
That's correct. He was supposed to be being replaced by Lizette, and there's been some emails back and forth, and I'm not sure what the status is of the director from WPFW. Benito doesn't want to be a member of the committee, and Lizette appears not also not to be interested. So I, at this point, that the director from DC is sort of open. If either of them are on the line, Benito or Diaz or Lizette, let me know. In any case, I think we have 10 people present, and the quorum is 8, so we are officially active audit committee meeting.
Campbell, report back.
Okay, Campbell, you can speak.
Wait a minute, I had the stack.
Okay, Donald, you're right, you did have it, and I'm going to let Campbell go after you. So, Donald, you have the stack.
Yeah, there's 2 points I want to make. This meeting was scheduled, and you said before we went live that you don't really know that there's an agenda here because the auditor has not yet completed his work. So you've put a lot of people, you know, on notice that were supposed to be at this meeting, and I find that problematic in terms of your chairing it, number one. Number two, the other thing that you said is you've put the rest of the audit committee meetings for the rest of the year into executive session tentatively, and I really want to strongly object to that. I think we go into executive session when it's necessary, not preemptively. I don't want to feel like I'm in a radio network that sounds eerily familiar to the government. Thank you.
Can I respond, Donald?
Please. Go ahead.
I didn't. What I meant to say about, I might make a little chair's report. I noticed all the meetings for the year with both a public session and also a 60-minute executive session. In case we needed it. The executive sessions, we don't have to use at all. They're just on the calendar. We have a regular public session of at least an hour and a half on for each of the days on the calendar, plus a 60-minute executive session. We don't have to use the executive session if there's no need to. They're just there as a placeholder. And
point of order.
Okay.
I assume these meetings are still run by Robert's rules?
Correct.
And under Robert's rules, the agenda is not set until the meeting. So one could not possibly know whether or not there is going to be an executive session. So I applaud you for your foresight in at least putting on people on notice that there could possibly be an executive session at any given meeting. And I recommend that you continue that process because we don't have an agenda now. And we won't have one until this body votes to approve an agenda.
You're right. That was Robert that was just speaking. Point of information?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. The reason, again, I'm just responding to Donald's query. The reason I put the tentative executive session on the calendar is because that's the same thing that the Finance Committee does. They have a regular open session, and then they have an executive session available to them if they need it. And I just thought, this is up to the committee. If the committee wants me to remove those, I will. It's just not knowing what's going to happen in a month or two, I put it there as a placeholder. Okay, Campbell, you're next on the stack.
Yes, thank you. I haven't received anything from you since June 26th, and you had mentioned that you were keeping you were aware of the progress of the auditors and whatnot. The last email I received from you is June 26th. You've sent out some since then?
Yes, I have. I've sent out a status report weekly, just really forwarding the emails that I've gotten from either the auditor or from Raul, our CFO, on the status of the audits. So there must be something wrong with your email address. Campbell, what is your email address?
Well, you had it right before. It's ccj.caa.edi@verizon.net.
I don't have that in my piece of paper here in front of me, but it's a Verizon.
Verizon.net.
Yeah, I will double check it and see. I'll check it with Otis to see if there's some problem there, and we'll. Because I have been sending out for the last 2 weeks at least a weekly status report on the audit. Does anybody else want to be on the stack at this point? Otherwise, the next point on the agenda is the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Point of order, Fred, do you have a secretary?
Our secretary is in Boston. Yes, we do have a secretary. The secretary is Margie Wilkinson, and I received an email that she's in Boston waiting for her first fifth grandchild to be born, and she may or may not join this call tonight.
I'm sorry. I should have been a little more clear. I would suggest that before you get into the approval of the agenda, you might want to appoint an acting secretary for tonight.
Thank you, Jane. Is anybody interested in being an acting secretary? Hello?
I apologize. I can't do it. I'm driving.
Okay. I heard a voice that was breaking up saying something. I'm sort of doing double duty. I'm trying to conduct the meeting and also take notes here. I want to be very apologetic about not getting out an agenda because it was made very clear to me that to be effective and efficient, we need to have an agenda for the meeting. This is sort of a strange meeting in that everything seems to be in sort of in suspended at this point in time. We're waiting on the completion of the audit, and people will not be available until that audit is completed. So it's hard to get anybody to respond at this point.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Yes. Do you have in front of you a proposed agenda from the chair that you might want to make us aware of?
No, I don't even. I've been very busy this last week. In fact, so I haven't had even a chance to make up a proposed agenda. I thought we might want to talk about. There was the possibility of CFO coming on the call and giving us status tonight, but I have not been able to get a hold of him.
Campbell,
so I don't. Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. One thing I would suggest that we engage for the agenda is progress on our financial recovery plan. As I'm sure most people know, we have had two going concern alerts from our auditors. Our last auditor had asked for a financial recovery plan, and after several iterations, one was finally devised and passed by the PNB. And it would be, I think, useful to see how we're doing in regard to the implementation of the financial recovery plan.
Thank you, Campbell. Anybody else for the stack?
Janet.
You have the floor, Janet.
So can we put approve minutes from the last meeting?
I think I received minutes from Margie, our draft minutes. I don't know if I sent that out to the rest of the committee. Did other people get that? I think Margie may have sent that out to everybody. Did people see those minutes?
Yes.
I don't recall any minutes.
I vaguely remember reading them over, and they seemed to be correct. Jane, you have the floor.
I would like to suggest for tonight's agenda approval of minutes, if somebody can locate them and read them aloud, and then scheduling of the next meeting and discussion of proposed agenda for the next meeting. That's what I would suggest for tonight's agenda.
Thank you, Jane. I'm seeing
Janet,
if I can bring up...
Zach,
go ahead,
I
Janet.
I have the minutes available. The draft. My computer doesn't crash.
I don't know if anybody wants to second that proposed agenda or have modification.
Jane, your agenda seems just fine. I'm trying to bring them up on my computer too.
Try as a point of order, you might want to ask if we can accept that proposed agenda, and that way we'll be done.
Jane, I'm sorry. Is there any objection to accepting that agenda?
Please repeat it.
Approval of minutes from the last meeting, scheduling of next meeting, and agenda for next meeting.
Second.
You don't need a second,
Robert?
Committee. If there's no objection.
I'm trying to make an amendment. At the beginning of that proposed agenda, there ought to be call to order and roll call. And at the end of that proposed agenda, there ought to be adjournment.
Well said.
Well, we've already done the roll call.
Campbell for a
right.
Sack.
But we're approving an agenda now. So
okay,
our agenda ought to reflect the fact that that occurred.
I assume that's a friendly amendment, Robert.
You have to ask the person that made the motion.
Okay.
Of course. That sounds
Campbell
great.
Campbell first back, please.
Who is that?
Campbell.
Somebody said, okay. Campbell, you may speak.
Yes. I would like to amend the proposed agenda to include progress on the financial recovery plan.
Okay, I'm putting that down here. Any objections?
I would like a vote on that addition to the agenda. I don't agree to that. I'd like to vote up and down on that.
Okay, well, if there's an objection, then on that amendment, I guess we don't. Do we have an acting secretary, or am I the secretary at this point? Okay. You want me to do? You want that as a roll? We have to do that as a roll call. I'm gonna.
Point of information.
Okay.
Who would be providing that report?
Campbell, since you want to add.
Sure, I think that it could be. It should be provided since, you know, the agenda will be known, and it could be provided by the IED, could be provided by the CFO, it could be provided by the auditor if the progress on the financial recovery plan had been shared with the auditor. So, you know, there are a number of people, I believe, who would be in a proper position to provide that report.
Point of question, Chair.
You want to respond, Jane?
No, I guess I need clarification. Were you talking about discussing that with Campbell, asking that be added to tonight's agenda or to the agenda for our next?
To the next agenda.
Okay, well, that was out of order. We were approving tonight's agenda.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Then. That wouldn't be for tonight's agenda.
Okay. I'm sorry. That would not be for tonight's agenda.
No.
Because none of the people that we could respond are present at
Correct.
This point. Okay. Okay. So is there any objections to the agenda for tonight, as stated? None. I hear none. So we have an agenda.
Point of information, though. Someone will be reading the minutes because I didn't receive them.
Janet, you said you found them. Could you actually
yes.
read them for us?
Okay. We ready for that?
We've got an agenda. Let's proceed.
Okay. So PNB Audit Committee minutes. June 11th, 2013, draft. Convened unofficially at 8:45 p.m. with 12 members present. Reconvened officially on stream at 9:30 p.m. Present, Janet Coburn, KPFA, Margie Wilkinson, KPFA, Brenda Medina, KPFK, Fred Blair, KPFK, Lawrence Reyes, KPFK, Nancy Henschel, KPFT, Robert Mark, KPFT, Carolyn Burden, WBAI, Frank Lefevre, WBAI, William Hewagen, WBAI, Campbell Johnson, WPFW, Jane Gatewood, WPFW. Absent Donald Goldmacher, KPFA, Melinda Illidong, KPFT, Benito Diaz, WPFW. Okay, there isn't much more. Jane Gatewood agreed to serve as chair pro tem until a permanent chair is elected. Nominations for chair were opened, and three members of the committee were nominated: Gatewood, Fred Blair, Campbell Johnson. Each candidate made a brief statement. Following that, members of the committee asked the candidates questions to which they each responded. Margie offered to be secretary and was elected by acclamation, as there were no other candidates. A discussion ensued about how to proceed with the election of the chair. It was agreed that Margie Wilkinson and Janet Coburn would take responsibility to contact the PNO, Pacific and National Office, and see if someone there could be assigned to receive the ballots and arrange for counting them. Failing that, Margie and Janet will let the committee know the outcome and seek direction on what to do next. Margie and Janet have agreed to report back by Friday, June 14th. It was agreed that we would ask the auditor to attend our meeting, our next meeting, which will be on, June 25th. Am I reading the right meeting minutes? Maybe I'm not.
I'm sorry, I had my mic on mute. I think you're reading the convening meeting of June 11th, and we had the first official meeting on the 25th of June.
Apologies. So I don't see any minutes from that. Apologies.
I checked my computer. I don't have them either.
Well, it's very possible that I was mistaken that Margie didn't get us the minutes of the June 25th meeting, in which case we are that whole agenda point is moot.
This is Mark. I would move that we postpone the approval of the agenda to the next meeting, or the minutes for the next meeting.
Do I hear any objections?
Are we going ahead and approve those June 11th ones in case we didn't do it before?
I'm sorry, Jane, your voice is a little loud for me, and I'm not hearing it clearly.
I apologize. I just wondered if we should go ahead and approve those June 11th ones in case we didn't already approve them.
Well, we can. Thank you, Jane. My understanding is minutes can be amended if errors are found after the fact, even if they've been approved. So, is there any objection to approving the minutes of the June 11th meeting?
Actually, this is Janet. I took some notes from the June 25th meeting, and it says that we approved it, approved these minutes, but that's just from my notes. But should I didn't finish reading. There's like a one sentence that I didn't finish. Should I just finish reading?
Sure,
the
go
June
ahead.
11th? Sorry. Okay. I wish somebody had stopped me earlier, but anyway. Okay. It was agreed that we would ask the auditor to attend our next meeting, which will be on June 25th, 2013. Jane and Fred will contact him. If the auditor agrees to attend the next meeting, we will make sure to carefully plan the agenda and to have questions prepared to ask him so that the time is used most efficiently. Done.
Thank you. Is there any objection to approving the minutes from the June 11th meeting? Hearing none, they are approved, even if it's the second time. I assume we will have to wait for the June 25th minutes. Point of information. Hello, did somebody join the meeting? Point of information. I did send an email to the auditor requesting his presence, and he declined. I did send out, as I said, I have sent out the emails I've got on status for the last 2 weeks. Campbell has said he has not gotten those updates on status. Has anybody else on the line tonight not received the email, the audit list emails that I've been sending out?
This is William. I don't think I've seen them either. Are you sending them, Fred, to the audit list or to individual email addresses or what?
No, I am using the official audit list listserv. This is William Haywagon.
Yeah.
I'm making a note on email.
I get the announcements of the meetings, but you know, maybe I'll check. Maybe I got them and read them so quick I don't remember them. Okay. Because I do get the announcements of the meeting, so I'm getting something. That's from KPFDX.
In general, if you're getting the announcements, that means the system is working.
That's what
I said. I have been on a regular basis taking the emails that I've been getting from either our CFO or from the auditor and forwarding them unedited to the audit list.
I'll look for them and I'll let you know. Thank you.
And also on the, I believe it was the May 22nd meeting, I sent the audio marked confidential to everybody on the audit list. Did people get that audio and have a chance to go over it?
Campbell Forstack.
You have the floor, Campbell.
Could you possibly check to see if I am on the audit list? Because, you know, I haven't received any of those.
I'm going to try and do that right this moment.
Curiously, though, I did receive notice of this meeting tonight.
Was that from Cyrus?
It was from the, I guess, KPXT.
Right.
Yeah.
But the...
And I received a notice on the 21st and a notice earlier today.
Okay, that generally means that you are on the audit list. You should be getting the any transmissions via that listserv. Hello? Okay. The next item on the agenda is the date for the next meeting, which is... KPFTX.org, which is on the KPFTX calendar, and I'm just for some reason I'm not getting the calendar up here on my screen. Just if you'll hold on a minute. Okay, I've got it. So the official August meeting should be on August 27th, and I see it here on the calendar. And I'm trying to bring up the membership list, Campbell, to see if you're actually on the, if you'll bear with me here, see if you're actually listed correctly on this.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. you could do that offline, and I don't know if we have other business before we adjourn.
Yes. Okay. So the next date is August 27th. I don't know what I don't think we have to approve that. Is there any problem with August 27th?
Without objection.
That's no objections. Okay. Well, I think we've almost run out of agenda at this point. Is there things that people would like on the agenda for August that Campbell has noticed that he would like the discussion of the progress on the financial recovery plan? Obviously, we will definitely have the auditor on. As a member present at that meeting. Do people have any other suggestions for the agenda for August?
Point of information. I would trust that the audit committee would be getting a draft copy of the audit, so that we could raise any questions and share them with the PMB in regard to that. And so I would expect that we would receive that, perhaps in a timely fashion. You had indicated that the audit is due to be completed by the end of this month.
Yes, you didn't see the correspondence from the CFO and the auditor.
No.
Supposedly this week they are actually writing the audit report. That's the timeline that I have seen.
Okay.
As soon as I get a copy of the audit, even if it's draft, I will definitely send it out by the listserv to everybody on the committee. I don't know if I'm responsible for sending it out to the P&B or if the CFO is responsible, but I can also send it out to the P&B. It probably doesn't matter if P&B members get multiple copies of it, just to make sure everybody's covered. And a point of information, I would suppose that the members of the audit committee should forward the audit also to their local LSB members. Because I don't know, I don't have access to the different station LSB mail listservs.
Information, Mr. Chair. I think that it would be better to let the PNB have approved it before it goes to the LSBs.
Thank you for that.
Agreed. Until approval, it's a confidential document.
Okay. Thank you. I don't want to be breaking confidentiality on that. In any case, I will definitely, as soon as I get a copy of the audit, I will definitely send it out to all members of this committee. It seems to me that the August meeting is going to be a fairly important one if we actually are able to get the auditor to meet with us. And I guess I would restate that we need to all have questions prepared before that meeting to query the auditor on. Besides the normal agenda, for August. Is there any additional points that people would like to see on the agenda besides the progress report on the frat and the and interviewing the auditor.
Point of information, Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
So I'm assuming that the questioning the auditor would be in executive session. It would be good to separate what agenda items would be in executive session.
That sounds logical. The way it was done a couple of years ago when I was on the audit committee is we did have a short public session of the audit committee where, you know, those things that could be, you know, announced in public were, you know, were spoken about. And then we retired to executive session to complete the interview. There's some things that obviously can be said in public about the audit. Probably some, you know, some basic information. And I will leave that up to the, you know, the judgment of the auditor and members of the committee, what they, you know, what they feel that, you know, what is appropriate to say in, you know, in public. And then we will retire to an executive session, at which point we can get into much more detail. And we can talk about you know, what the auditor observed of our management and our financial controls and things that cannot, and what proprietary things he can talk about where he can't talk in public about those. If anybody has any additional points of information that they would like to announce, please do. Well, I think this is going
this
to
is
be a fairly
adjournment.
It's a short meeting, Mark. Thank you very much. And Campbell, I will get back to you either by email, or I will even call you if on this email situation.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning?
Without objection.
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. I realize everybody is very busy, and we don't need to have longer meetings than necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.